This study presents the systematic morphological and pomological characterization of indigenous tamarind, Tamarindus indica L. germplasm across the Marathwada region of Maharashtra, India. Executed over a two-year window spanning 2024 to 2026, extensive field surveys across the 8 semi-arid districts of the region led to the identification and in situ evaluation of 48 distinct, wild, seedling origin genotypes, 6 representative selections per district. A total of 10 vegetative and reproductive characters were recorded using standardized international OPOV and IBGRI descriptors to evaluate localized phenotypic diversity. The germplasm exhibited extensive polymorphism, reflecting high genetic heterozygosity. Among the tree vegetative architectural traits, a semi-spreading growth habit, 39.58%, and an irregular canopy shape, 31.25%, occurred with the highest relative frequencies. Crucially, a profound dominance of sparse foliage, 64.58%, and tall tree stature, 58.33%, was recorded, outlining an evolutionary morphophysiological adaptation to mitigate transpirational water loss under the high temperature and moisture stress profiles typical of the central Maharashtra plateau. Pomological characterization revealed substantial quantitative variations in reproductive traits, offering significant scope for commercial selection. Pod shapes were predominantly falcate, 54.17%, while pod length and pod weight ranged widely from 7.2 cm to 16.5 cm and 11.2 g to 34.8 g, respectively. The fresh pulp recovery percentage, the primary economic indicator for commercial processing, varied from a baseline of 28.5% up to an elite 46.8%. Notably, genotypes MHD-NDDT1, Nanded, and MHD-CSNT2, Chhatrapati Sambhajingar, emerged as outstanding elite ideotypes owing to superior pulp yield configurations and physical pod properties. Ultimately, these findings confirm that the wild tamarind populations of Marathwada are a valuable genetic reservoir. The characterized collection provides an essential baseline for clonal multiplication trials, conservation efforts, and future selection-based breeding programs aimed at deploying high-yielding, climate-resilient cultivars for dryland agroforestry systems.